Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. This is Guest Thursday, airing the 15th of August. And as everybody knows, our very special guest is Kathy.
Good morning.
So we're going to keep going what we talked began last week. We finished a series on the 7th a week ago on Christ Clutter in the Calendar. And we thought it would be a great sharing of how Kathy went through it, and particularly about a change that she experienced this summer. And I just want to set it up that when you first do this, there's a lot to it because, first of all, you're too busy and you're involved in too many things, and you're used to it, particularly if you know we're task oriented and productivity is rewarding, so the more we do, the better. But it's really not so. So when you first learned it, you and Dan learned it. It was you said you had to work through the pride of that, and then the control of it, as well as the people pleasing. And it took a couple of months, and then on to a year to wind up getting what we call the sweet spot. And you know that okay, I'm living the life that God intended, joyful. Doesn't mean you don't have trouble, but I'm joyful, I'm not burdened, and I have margin. And you got there. And you got to keep that up. And Linda and I and you and Dan, we do it quarterly. What right. changed? What grew? What do we got to change? And you got to keep working at it, and you stay there.
Right, because new things come up all the time.
All the time, yeah. Right. And the very things you're doing increase, like, with our ministry, you and I were involved in ministry during that three years ago, God said, I want you to do a podcast. Well, that takes time.
Right. So some other things had to come off the table. Right?
All right. If we do that, what do we have to do differently? See, because we're not going to change our sweet spot. It's that the activities of the sweet spot are going to change because he gives you a new assignment. And by the way, we learned, a couple things we learned, this is interesting about the podcast, is that when we first started, we did an hour.
Yes.
and then we did it. We taped it many times a week. And after a while, we first of all recognized, and it was partly because of it was our time, but also the listeners basically told us 30 minutes is perfect for commuting or perfect for other times. So we said, okay, let's do that. And we were saying, hallelujah.
Right. It was very funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's good. We like that. And then, okay, let's start getting into once a week taping, if we could, sometimes two. And then, by the way, build ahead. So that, 'cause you and Kathy have other things that we're going to be doing. So, we learned how to, and it wasn't like do it this way. It was as we were doing it, God showed us how to do it so that we found our sweet spot. And of course, we stay there and then we work
Which
at
took
it.
Took a process, yeah.
Took a process. And then we work at it month to month in terms of, okay, what's next month going to look like? And Kathy said, oh, well, I got this little wedding coming up. So from the middle of August to the end, let's not schedule anything. Okay, all right, got it. Support it, confirm it. Let's work our schedule so that we're free during that time. And God said, I can make that happen. Don't worry. And he does. So it's a very dynamic thing.
Yes.
So you learned it. It's very dynamic. And then you enter the summer. And because of the wedding, you kind of knew that it was going to change. But God said, okay, I want you to lay it all out there. I'm going to restructure everything. Anna is your priority, and preparation is priority. She's the yes, so you need margin, and I'll show you how to do it. And you talked last time about you went through all these things you were doing, and you got out of them and said, I'm not going to do it, and you explained it to people. So talk to us then about what challenges you had with that during the summer. Where are you now as you now are heading into the final pieces of this?
Right.
That's going to take a lot more time because you got this all this wedding stuff that you've been kind of working on it, but it's going to accelerate.
Right.
So talk all about that.
Yeah. So it was fun. Just the process of him, like I said, clearing the calendar and giving me the instructions to make Anna the focus. He did, I will say, he added this other element that was hilariously God, probably just because he knew I may need a little extra motivation to keep my calendar that clear. And he made it so that an issue happened with Ryan's car and his fiance. So he had to take her car to Boston for the summer. So literally Anna and I are sharing a car for the summer because Ryan needed a car down there.
Okay.
So not only did he say clear your calendar, but he's like, in case you're tempted to do more than more than I'm telling you you can do, you're tied to her in a vehicle too.
That's right. That's right. Don't take her vehicle away from her. Right.
So that was just a kind of funny God knowing I may need a little extra kick in the booty there. So we have been car sharing for the summer, but I will say, it has been even a learning process, and I know you do this too, because this is just part of it. Just because I revisit everything quarterly doesn't mean that things only come onto my opportunity list quarterly. Mm-hmm. And so a couple weeks in, you know, before I realized it, even I had said yes to a couple things that I didn't even ask. I had all this margin now. And so of course I can do that. Of course I can do that. And he had to show me in that just sweetly in my time. He's like, do you realize you just filled that? And if you're not careful, you're going to do this. You're going to have it all filled up and you will not have followed my instruction for the summer.
Wow.
See it now. And I knew it immediately almost immediately, I would say, because suddenly I was overwhelmed by the list of wedding things to do for the week. And fitting in the other things I had said yes to, which, by the way, were relaxing and fun things. But I had said yes to things that he didn't say yes to. And so I was beginning to feel overwhelmed. He's like, that is not at all what this season is about. This season is about joy. It's about covenant. It's about preparing my bride. And there is nothing hurried about that. There's nothing overwhelming about that. And if you are feeling those feelings, you're out of my will.
Mm.
Yeah. So then I had to go back and reevaluate and, okay, God, I need to really get this, which is, again, like I said, why I think probably he took the car and said, just exclamation point, you know, we really are just focused this summer. We really are.
Wow.
And there is such a sweetness in that because the reality is Anna has lots of things going on. And so I am actually at home more than she is right now. And asking God, okay, so and he will say, okay, this is this little segment of time. She may be off doing a task. I want you praying ahead of it.
I'm
like, oh, okay. So this is what you meant when you said pray. This is what you meant when you said these different things. So it's been interesting to watch. And it's really been a summer, I would say, of responsiveness and joy. Because there's been little invitations along the way, because there's been the margin, as silly as it sounds, Anna and I have learned to play pickleball. And so part of our joy together is putting aside all the tasks that have to be done and just going to the pickleball court.
Wow.
Or when it's raining, going to the gym and laughing while we work out together and not even accomplishing anything wedding, but just having that space. I know you have loved that with Aiden this summer
too.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, just that incidental space to do life and to be together and enjoy. And, you know, our listeners have all heard Anna on here before. And I'm telling you, I learn as much about God in conversation with her as I do with some mentors that I've been with my whole life.
Yeah.
The girl walks with God and just has wisdom. And so we can have some of the sweetest, most fruitful conversations when there's time and space for it to happen. That truly fuel my soul, not just hers. It's both ways. And so there's been a sweetness in that, but not without adjustment. And even now, as we're going into this very, you know, the home stretch here, there's an opportunity that just came up that a friend of mine invited me to this retreat. And I'm like, oh, everything in me, that sounds so exciting. And God's like, could you come back and ask me first? Don't. I'm like, oh, you know, because I, you know, there's a part of me that just wants to jump on the yes when I get excited. And he's so has just been like, nope, just ask. I'll tell you the yes. I'll tell you the no. And trust me, and I can say as a matter of fruit, you know, John 15:5, we absolutely live by that verse. I know y'all live by that verse, you know, apart from him, we can do nothing.
Yeah.
And the summer to this point has been so sweet, so fruitful, and so restful in a way that if I'm honest with myself, I didn't even realize I needed the rest.
Mm.
I don't think I knew that I needed some time to really just be.
Yeah, yeah.
And it may be a little hard in the fall if he tells me to not just be. You know? Yeah, so I'll have to rework. Okay, God, what do I re-enter into? And there has been a season of, I would say, restoration. Yes. As much as rest.
Yeah.
In him giving me this little season to just truly enjoy relationship with him and relationship with Anna, and of course with Dan too, but just having such a simple focus has been so restorative to my soul.
Yeah.
That it'll be interesting to see what the fall looks like.
Yeah.
If I'm honest.
And as you made these adjustments, why were you willing to make these adjustments?
Because I trusted him with it. That truly, I have learned time and time again, you know, even if I haven't done it perfectly over the years, I have learned that when he does the pruning, the fruit that he is calling me to is the fruit I want. That is where life is. That is where joy is. That is where hope is. That is where the sweet spot is. You know, you talk about the sweet spot. The sweet spot is just being where he wants you to be,
right,
doing what he wants you to do and being with him. And I have learned by experience what stepping out of the sweet spot feels like and what staying in the sweet spot feels like. And I prefer to stay there.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, as we encourage everybody is, first of all, the biggest change is at the very beginning, because we're so used to our busyness and the value of that busyness that it takes a real working through with God to readjust everything and look at life differently and realize, yes, that God said, this is my will. Don't accept what the church has determined as the way to go, but I want you to live my will. And it has margin, it has space, it has sweetness. Get there, you know. And if you have the energy to get there, you do. Then you have a desire when you, particularly as the more you experience it, like Kathy has, this summer when he says, well, no, not quite yet. Nope, not quite yet. Mm-hmm. There's a complete willingness to say, show me.
Right.
Because I know it's best and none better. Why would I not want to live there?
Right. So you trust the faithfulness
of
God. You
do trust it.
You want to be there, right?
Yeah. And now as you're going into the home stretch, you got the activity now building up of the wedding. Mm-hmm. How are you approaching that so that you maintain your sweetness while that whole thing is going to add a lot of activity to it?
Right. So this is a great question, because I didn't even share with you what we're doing with this right now. But literally, Anna and I just had a conversation the other day. You know, we're taping this a few weeks before it airs, but just had a conversation the other day. As she was starting to feel overwhelmed with a few of the things, y'all, we're getting into the crunch time in the details, has been a sense of, okay, there's a lot coming fast now. And we started this whole process, you know, when she first got engaged, with fasting and prayer and God, what is our focus point? Mm. What do you have to say? What are the promises you are speaking? What are we to be focused on? And we kind of re-upped that as we came into wedding season and peeled some things off. And now there's this other layer that's coming in that she's feeling. And I'm like, you know what? let's just do it again. So tomorrow we are fasting. We're both taking the day together and we'll do it by the pool. So it'll be fun. but we're going to fast and pray together and bring just this last set of what's left to be done and bring that before him and ask him, okay, what do you want us focused on? How do you want us to schedule this so that it's still a joy and not overwhelming? Is there anything we need to take off of this? Is there, you know, are we looking at the right things? Are there alerts that you have for us in the middle? Because one of the things he told us early on as we started planning the wedding was the vendors, every single one of them, it's not just a choosing. There's an anointing on who it is you're choosing and what those interactions will be. So pay attention to who I tell you to go to. And don't just blow through the time there. If you have walked in the door, there's an anointing on you walking in the door. Pay attention.
Wow.
And so whether we chose them or not. And so that was a very specific instruction that we were following. This wedding is not ours. It is a display of you, God, and your covenant. And so we don't want to stray from that as we get into the end with the details. It could be very easy to just push through on the words that he has already given, and we want a fresh word for these last few weeks as we press in. So that is our plan. Actually, we're getting together tomorrow and fasting and praying, and we have very specific things we're putting out there again just to make sure we're listening every step.
And the part of the key to it, and because when people particularly start going through it, they say, I have a busy season coming up, or a project or a business thing or a ministry thing. I just got to get through it. And then it'll be fine afterwards. And of course, God says, no.
It's to be a joy.
Margin is to be all the time, regardless of what you're facing. But, and I'll show you what it looks like differently. So are you going to have a lot more activity coming up? As the wedding starts to come together, you got lots of stuff you got to get active in. And I know what you're doing is, and it sounds like Anna's now joining you, is knowing that that's true.
Right.
Father, give us the ability to maintain our joy.
Yes.
Our margin, and show us how to play this out, which, by the way, could be is that some of the things that you might have left, let's say, until the last week, he'll say, actually, you got to move that up and make sure that that's in sync early enough and just do a couple a day as opposed to all of them at the last week. So there's all kinds of ways to do it. And by the way, as you get into this, be careful. Don't do anything else during that time because you're gonna be with family, you're gonna be with people, you got a lot of stuff to do. So it's a very dynamic thing, and it sounds like you and Anna, interesting enough, even trying to do that is kind of fun for you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's one of our places that we find joy is seeking God together on things.
Any other words of encouragement as people are trying to understand? This happens to me a lot. I got stuff coming up. Any other words of encouragement or instruction that you could help them with in terms of approaching it a certain way?
Really just trusting that actually what he's saying is truly best. You know, we can both attest to that, but that would be the thing, is being willing continually, I feel like I need to put my yes on the table to him and being willing to say no to other things. That's why I jokingly said this has been the summer of no. And I have found God has showed me how freeing the summer of no is when my yeses are only his. And just the fruit that comes from that, the joy that comes from that, and paying attention to the internal indicators. You know, when the Holy Spirit is showing you, when you start to see I'm overwhelmed, don't write it off as this is a season I have to get through it. It's I'm overwhelmed. God, what's going on? Show me what needs to go or be rearranged or whatever. But I'm willing to surrender it all to you, including, you know, even in a wedding, including, do you actually want this thing that I thought was such a great idea to even be a part of it?
Right.
Maybe that's not even to be a part of it. And I've held it so tightly because I thought it was this beautiful idea.
Think of the transformation, because you talked about when you started this many years ago, you would call yourself a people pleaser. You would basically say yes.
Yes.
and God said, well, I'm going to show you a whole season of no.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell you are rejoicing at that.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing to experience. And that, and I know, because I've experienced this too, and I know you have. So you had a season of no. And the interesting thing is that as you give that to people, they basically say, okay.
Right.
See, we think
Yes. They
want you or need you to do something. But when you say, well, here's why I have a season of no, it's like, oh, okay. Right. Sure, you know, I can live with that. And you recognize that God says, you know, I know all about it, and it'll be joyful for you, and actually it's going to be good for them too.
Right. And you know what's funny about that is you say that not only do they receive that so much better than we think, you know, we play out all kinds of scenarios in our mind of what that's going to look like when we have to say no. But not only do they receive that effortlessly, and we know that God has something else planned in that, but I have found in many places, in many conversations with people, that they simply by watching us enjoying and being willing to both submit it to God and say no when he says no, there's freedom for them in that. So I have friends that literally, and it's funny, so go back to the, you know, ready the bride, and how he's like, oh, nope, just abide and pray and teach others to do the same, and you're going to mostly do it by example right now.
Yeah.
And the example, what I'm finding is in conversation with friends, the example of what I have done for the summer is actually encouraging them to ask and to be willing to say no.
Yep.
Which is really interesting that that I think that has been a piece of my discipleship simply by example.
Exactly.
This summer.
Yep. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for sharing this beautiful time and what it means. What a great cap to our study. We just encourage everybody to recognize it is a process. There's a joyfulness to it. There's a sweetness to it. Stay with it. Be willing to let God do it as Kathy has and learn it. And life is what it is intended to be. And so, Kathy, we pray blessing over you. We pray for blessing for the wedding, for the margin to be maintained during this last weeks, for you and Anna particularly to keep deepening that relationship and what a privilege that is. And we just thank you for your great bearing witness. May we all receive it. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, and thank you for joining us, everybody. I hope this encouraged you too. So if you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos.